We're going to learn Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, but we're still holding on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page. Maseches Moed Katan, Vishola Pishtano Min HaMishra. The Mishnah had said that if you have flax soaking in the flax pool, and they're going to get ruined if you leave them there on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to take them out of there on Chol HaMoed, as long as you didn't plan this in advance to say, yeah, I'm not going to do it before Yontif, I might as well just wait till Chol HaMoed. So, Boi Minir Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zera. Now, the Mishnah had said that if you did plan to do it for Chol HaMoed, we make a knas, a penalty on you, that you're not allowed to get any anah from it. So Rabbi Yirmi asked a very simple question from Rabbi Zera. Kivin melachta b'moed umeis. What if a guy planned to do it on Chol HaMoed? He planned to do the whole thing because he wanted to do the melach on Chol HaMoed. And then the guy dies. Ma'u sheiknesu banav achrav. Can his children get benefit from this item? And so the Gemara says, well, we do have a very similar machlokas when it comes to the halacha of an animal that's a bechor, that the halacha is that if a bechor is a bechor has to be given to the kohen, but if it develops a mum, if it has a develops a mum, then you're allowed to eat it in the normal way. You're allowed to eat the meat. So wherever you are. But the kohen does not, I mean, the kohen would normally have to bring it as a korban, but if it develops a mum, the kohen could keep it for himself. So what if the kohen makes a mum on it? So we made a similar kenas that he's not allowed to benefit from it because he dafka made the mum on purpose. What if a kohen makes a mum on it and then he dies? Can his children benefit from it? So im timtzi lamitzar melzim b'char kansu b'na achrav, if you're going to say that by a guy who makes a mum on a b'char animal, we're going to penalize his children as well, and they're not going to be able to benefit from it. Mishum d'yisur d'araisa. Maybe that's only over there because to make a mum on a behema that's kachin is an issur d'araisa. But over here, we're not dealing with an issur d'araisa. And imtim tzolomar machar avdo lovid chavim v'meis. There's another halacha. You're not allowed to sell your servant to a guy because you're taking him away from a life of mitzvos. A servant in Eved Kanani is chayv mitzvos like a woman is. So you can't sell him to a guy. And we make a penalty that if you do sell him to a guy, you're never allowed to benefit from him anymore. So what if you sold your servant to a guy and then the guy died? The guy who sold him died. So kansu b'na achrav, do his children have that same penalty? Even if you say that they do, mishum dekol yamam afgele mi mitzvos. Maybe that's worse. We're going to carry the penalty over to the children over there because that's worse, since here is every single day that this Eved is not in a Jewish home, he's held back from doing mitzvahs. But hachamai, what would the din be over here? Gavra Kanis Rabbanon Valese, Odilma Mamona Kanis Rabbanon Vaise. Do we say that the penalty was put on the person, and that person who did wrong is dead? Or do we say, no, the penalty was placed on the item, on this flax, and this flax is still here, and therefore the children should not be allowed to use it? Amaleis Rabbi Zera responded to Rabbi Yirmiya, you're right, you can't compare it to the case of Bechar, you can't compare it to the case of selling the Eved, but to Nisuha, you can compare it to the following mission. Let's say you have a field that you took all the thorns out of it on Shemitah. It's also to do that. You're still allowed to plant that field the year after Shemitah. But if you fertilize that field on during Shemitah, or you fertilize it in some other way on Shemitah, then there's a penalty, a knas. You're not allowed to plant that field even the year after Shemitah. But we paskin that if you did all these things during Shemitah and then you die, your children are allowed to plant it. So we see the penalty is only on him. There's no penalty on his children. So we can say the same thing over here. Amra Abaye. Abaye says, I'll give you a fourth din that you can compare this to. Nektinan, we paskin, timeta rosav. If one guy comes and wants to ruin his friend's stuff, but instead of physically destroying it, he takes his friend's tahar truma and makes it all tame. So the halacha is that he's not allowed to eat it. For mace, and then the person who did it dies. Lo kantsu b'no achrav. We, even though the halacha, strictly speaking, since you didn't physically destroy the stuff, you don't have to pay for it. The rabbanan made a knas that you're going to have to pay for it because you purposely ruined his stuff. Now, do with the children, if the guy who did this damage dies, do the children have to pay for it? So they lo kantsu b'no achrav. They don't penalize the children. My taima, Hezek Sheinu Nikr, Lo Shmei Hezek. So and the reason we don't penalize the children don't have to pay for it, is because really, strictly speaking, there's an important concept, Hezek Sheinu Nikr, Lo Shmei Hezek. An unrecognizable damage is not called damage. They didn't physically do anything. They spiritually destroyed the Truma. They didn't physically do anything to it. That's not called damage, and therefore there shouldn't really be a payment. L'didei, Kansu Rabban. But the guy who's such a jerk that he decides to do this, the Rabban make a knas on. Livrei, lo kansu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan don't make a knas for his child. So the main point over here is the question of whether the knas on someone who's mechavin melachto lemoed, who plans to do his melachon chol lemoed, is compared to four other cases. I'm sorry, the question of whether the knas of someone's mechavin melachto lemoed applies even to the person's children after he dies is compared to four other cases where we make a knas. We compare it to four other cases where we make a knas. Bechor, selling an eved, fertilizing a field during Shemitah, and being metame someone else's taharos. Okay, new Mishnah. Ein lochen batim avadim behem el tzarech hamoed. You're not allowed to buy on chol hamoed houses, servants, or animals, unless you need them for chalamoid, or the guy you're buying from is nebuch starving and he needs to make some money, so you're allowed to buy it for his sake on chalamoid. So apparently, when the guy that's selling it has nothing to eat, even things that normally would be usher to sell, you're allowed to buy from him. So Gemara's going to say, what about hiring a worker? What about if you hire a worker who Nebuch desperately needs the work? He doesn't have what to eat without this work. Is that okay also? Amalei Tanine says, well, we learned this in the Mishnah. That you're allowed to buy things from somebody who doesn't have what to eat. So what's it saying? What's it adding when it says She'in lo mayochal? It's pashat that tzorech hamoed of the mocher is in lo mayochal. Otherwise, what sort of tzorech would there be for the mocher? Obviously, it's that he needs the money desperately. What's Ein Lo Mayochel coming to add? Lav Lasuye Scharpula, isn't it coming to tell me that you're even allowed to hire a worker? That it's not just about buying items, it's even about hiring a worker? Amalei Lo, Prusha Kamafarish. No, maybe Ein Lo Mayochel is just explaining what we mean about it, Tzorech HaMoed, but it's not really coming to include any additional case. So the proof number one falls by the wayside. Eisvei Abaya, Abaya says, no, but I'll try to prove it to you from another Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to say on Dafir Chasson Beis, Ein Kosun Shtari Chov B'moed. You're not allowed to write a Shtar Chov. A Shtar Chov is a document that says that someone owes you money. You're not allowed to write that on Chol HaMoed. But V'meinu Ma'amino, but if you don't believe, you don't trust the guy. So you need the Shtar. Otherwise, you don't trust the guy to lend the money. Oshen Lo Mayochel. Or maybe the Lovet doesn't have what to eat, so he needs this money now. Hareza Yichtov. Then you're allowed to write the Shtar on Chol HaMoed. So Shein Lo Mayochel, when we add Shein Lo Mayochel, that seems to be extra, because so Lasu Yemai, what's it coming to add? Lav Lasu Yischar Pula, isn't it coming to add a case where you're hiring a worker and saying that even that's mutter to do? Shema Minas, so you see that this is a good proof that that you're allowed to hire a worker on Chol HaMoed as well. If the worker doesn't have food to eat. Most of Rav Sheshes asks on Abaye, it says in the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim about doing malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. I mean, there is a halacha that you're not allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Before Chatzos depends on the minhag. Some places have a minhag that they do malacha before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Some have a minhag that they don't. The Chamam Shalosh Umnias. The Chamam say that there are three professions that also malacha barvei Pesachim where they're allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach al Chatzos until Chatzos. Hachayatin, Vasaparin, Vakovsin. Tailors, barbers, and launderers. The reason tailors are allowed to do the malacha then is because even on Chol HaMoed, a regular person is allowed to sew. So since you find that that sewing is sometimes mutter on Chol HaMoed, there's no way Erev Pesach before Chatzos is going to be stricter than Chol HaMoed, so he's going to be allowed to do it. Hasaparin v'kovsin, and barbers and launderers are allowed to do their work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. asur mutar l'saper l'chabes b'chol shel moed. Because sometimes we find that you're allowed to launder and haircut on chol moed. For example, if someone comes back from Medina Siyam, from a very far away trip, or someone just got out of jail, they're allowed to do these things on chol moed. So we do find that it's sometimes mutar. But if you're going to say that you're always allowed to hire a worker to do things if he's nebuch starving, then kol malachas nami lishdru. Then every malacha is sometimes mutar on chol moed. Because every malacha, you might find a guy who's desperately starving and needs to do that malacha in order to make some money. So you can't. So it can't be that every malacha is mutter to do just because the guy is starving for work. He's starving and needs money. Maskar of Papa Elamayat, if that's the case, binyan l'shtari, then even building would be mutter on Erev Pesach. Shekein kosel ha-goel Rosh Hashanah, so sirabona. If you have a wall that's leaning over into Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to knock down the wall and rebuild it. Kedarko mibnei ha-sakan, in the normal way, because otherwise it would be dangerous. So why don't the Chum allow building on Erev Pesach as well? And furthermore, maskar ravina l'mayata lavlar l'shtari. It should be mutter for a sofer to write on Erev Pesach. Shekein kosel kiddushin nashim v'shovrin, because you're allowed to write gittin v'shovrin. You're allowed to write shtari kiddushin and gittin and shovrin receipts that say that a guy paid back his loan. All of those are mutter to do if you need to. So it should be mutter to write also on Erev Pesach. So what you see from here is that if the reason that things are mutter on Erev Pesach is because there's a heter on Chol HaMoed, then we'd have a problem. Then you'd be allowed to do everything on Erev Pesach, because there's always a heter to do everything at some point on Chol HaMoed. Ella Amar Ravashi, rather Ravashi says, Moed Arba Asar Karamis. You're really asking contradiction between the halachas of Chol HaMoed and the halachas of Erev Pesach. They're totally different. Moed Mishum Tirchuhu V'makom Pesed D'Shar Rabbanan. That which you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed is only because it's too much of a burden. So when there's a major loss, the Rabbanan are makel on the burden, because it doesn't feel like a burden when there would otherwise be a major loss. Arba Asar Mishum Tzorch Yom Tovhu. The Isser of doing Malacha on Erev Pesach is because we want a person to be free to be able to prepare for Yantif. So midi tzarich yantif shar rabbanan, midi lav tzarich yantif lo shar rabbanan. So look at the kind of things they allow doing on Erev Pesach. Hair cutting, tailoring. These are all things that are going to help prepare you for Yantif. That's what we do. That's what we allow preparing for on Yantif. So I guess a couple of main points over here. One of them is that just like it's mutter to buy someone something from someone who desperately needs the money, it's also mutter to hire someone who desperately needs the money. And then the next main point would be, we can't derive which malachos you can do on Erev Pesach from which malachos you could sometimes do on Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed is all about the tircha. The Yisurim of Chol HaMoed are all about the tircha, and the Yisurim of Erev Pesach are all about the preparation for Yantif. New Mishnah. Ein mefanu mibayis labayis. A person on Chol HaMoed is not allowed to move grain or kalim that he doesn't need on Yantif from one house to another house that's far away, because that's an excessive burden. It's a tircha. Av mefanu lechatzeru. But if you have it in the house, you're allowed to just move it out to the courtyard in front of the house. Ein mevin kalim mibesu uman. You're not allowed to bring back home kalim that the tailor fixed your clothing. You're not allowed to bring that home on Chol HaMoed, because that's also an unnecessary burden. But if you don't want to leave it at the tailor shop, so you can bring it somewhere else, you just want to protect it, that it shouldn't get stolen, so bring it to a different chatzar that's closer to the tailor's house, to the tailor shop, rather than all the way back home. So it says Gemara, Amrit Reisha Ein Mefanel Klal. But the Reisha says you're not allowed to move things at all, even to. So it sounds like even from the house to the chatzar, you're not allowed to move it. Amar Abayi Seifa Asan Lebayisha B'chatzar. The Seifa is coming to tell me that you're allowed to move something from a house to its own chatzar. You're just not allowed to move it to a far away chatzar. So main point number one, you're not allowed to move kalim from your house to anywhere outside of that house's courtyard, but you're allowed to move it to the courtyard itself. We also said we don't bring back kalim from a besu uman, from the, let's say, the suit from the tailor shop. Amrav Papa, Badiklan Rava. Rava tested us to sharpen us and see if we know how to answer his question. And he asked us the following. Tana, and it says in the Mishnah in Ravin Kalim Besum, you're not allowed to bring Kalim back from the Uman's house, Uriminu, but I'll ask you a stira. The Mishnah Psachim says, Molichanu Mavin Kalim Besuman Vafli Shainul Sarachamoed, that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to bring Kalim from the Besuman, even though it's not at Sarachamoed Vishaninale. So we were sharp, we answered him right away. That's not a stira. Kan bar basar, kan b'chol shel moed. You're not allowed to bring kelim from the base of Uman on chol moed, but you are allowed to on Erev Pesach. Iba yaseima, or you can answer, hava b'chol shel moed. The Mishnah Pesach may have also been talking about chol moed. Kan b'ma'amino, kan b'sheino ma'amino. That our Mishnah is talking about where you trust him, that if you pay him on chol moed, you could still leave the kli there. He's not going to ask you for payment again. But the Mishnah Pesachim is talking about where you don't trust him, and therefore you need to bring it home. So, frankly, Gemara Vatanya, but it says, and not frankly, Gemara, the Gemara says, yeah, and that's what it seems to say in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Mavin Kelim Ranamad Beis. Now, Mavin Kelim Beisu Uman, Kigon Kadmi Beis HaKadar. You're allowed to bring a pot home from the potter, Vikosmi Beis HaZagog, a glass home from the glacier, Avalot Semrim Beis HaTzaba, but not wool from the dyer, Velot Kelim Mi Beis Uman, and not Kelim from a worker's house. And if he doesn't have what to eat, you could pay him in chol moed and leave the kelim there. But if you don't trust him, then you're allowed to take it out of his store and just put it in a nearby house. But if you're afraid putting it in a nearby house, they might get stolen. So you're even allowed to bring it all the way back to your house. So you see in this brisa already that there's a difference between bringing kelim from someone that you trust and from someone that you don't trust. That even those kelim that normally you're not allowed to bring home from the Beis Uman, if you don't trust the guy, you are allowed to bring him home. So that would be a proof that this answer is a good answer. So again, the Gemara had a question that the Mishnah over here says you're not allowed to bring kelim home. The Mishnah Pesachim says you are. We had two answers. First answer is there's a difference between Erev Pesach and Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Pesachim saw about Erev Pesach. Second answer is no, there's a difference between when you trust him and when you don't trust him. And we've proven that that's true, that there's such a difference. Says Gemara Teretz to Mavi, and that explains very well the difference between bringing the kelim, molich and kosha. But in Pesachim it also says you're allowed to bring kelim to the Beis HaUman, and that's certainly against our Mishnah. The Katani ein mavin v'kolishkein shein malichin. Our Mishnah says you're not even allowed to bring the kelim home. For sure, you're not allowed to bring them to the Beis HaUman. Ela michavarta k'tashinin meyakara. So we have to stick with answer number one, that it's not about trusting him, not trusting him. The Mishnah Pesachim was talking about Erev Pesach. Our Mishnah was talking about Chol HaMoed. So last main point, the Mishnah in Pesachim that allows bringing kelim home from a Beis HaUman, bringing kelim home from the worker's house, is talking about Erev Pesach. Our Mishnah, which does not allow bringing the kelim home, is talking about Chol HaMoed. As Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah and we will finish up the second parak of Maseches Moed Katan, as Hashem, next time.